instruct you. We heard about holding the universe in your hand. That's a huge statement. The universe, not the world. He got the whole world in his hand. No, he's got the whole universe, which is there's no end to it. So no matter what, there's no end to our God. That's how great he is. And somewhere the enemy has lied to us. Somewhere the enemy has distracted us. And that's what happens with this path of ours. Because we're in our path, we don't realize it. And those human pathways are made because we want to do shortcuts. And in our business world, we taught against shortcutting. In the sales round, we had to teach our salespersons, you have 15 seconds, say 15 seconds, to win or lose the person you're about to greet outside. In the sales, it's very important. How many know what I'm talking about? Some of you don't understand that, but we do. We have so many seconds to win or lose what we're hoping to receive from you. And don't take it personal sometimes, because we had to teach them that people won't shake your hands. And there's reasons why. Don't get upset. Don't get your feelings hurt. Just walk away. Come on, hello somebody. Because number one, it might be they don't like your color of your skin. Maybe someone, especially a man, you're reminding him of the ex of her. If you're there, you know, because we're talking about a couple at times, and so on. But we know how much time we had, and don't get your feelings hurt. But at the same time, don't try to shortcut the process. It's called the sales process. How many know what I'm saying to you? The sales process. You know, there's a process. In other words, don't try to pre-qualify them on the meet and the greet. Hello, like how many met a salesman like that? They greet you, oh, we're all right. We're just going to be looking. Okay, you have any bankruptcies? You got a down payment? What kind of payment are you looking for? You know, $200? Well, why am I looking at a $50,000 car? You know, that's pre-qualifying before the time, because you don't have even landed them on the right vehicle at that point. But, you know, there's a path. The same goes with Christianity. We're on a path. And the designer has already designed that we stay on path. Why? It brings you who you to be, to become. To be or to become. Because we have not arrived. How many agree? We haven't made heaven our home. And that's the ultimate goal, that we make heaven our home. Come on, how many agree? But while we're on this earth, God has a plan. Say, God has a plan. And God planned it that I be in victory. That I walk in his path. That I stay on the course, seeing the course that he has placed us on. But we got to be careful, because desired path, what does that mean? Paths that people have begun to take because it's a shortcut to the way that God has designed us to be. Now we're doing it our way instead of his way. I mean, understand this right now. You will. Jeremiah, we're going to start with Jeremiah. We're going to be in the prior covenant most of this time, actually all this time. Jeremiah says it like this as we go on to verse number 11 through 13. A well-known verse. Most of us know this verse that have been in the church long enough. Jeremiah 29:11 says, King James Version says it like this. Help me, Holy Ghost. For I know the thoughts that I think toward, say it. Thank you. Toward me, but put your word, put yourself. I know the thoughts that I think of me, myself. He's telling me what he's thinking of me. Come on. Toward me, saith who? The Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hello. You have an expected end, and you have to learn that it's not the end that you're believing for, it's the end that he's chosen for us. And this is deep. This is going to go to a place that we got to get to, a place that why God sent his son, and why we have failed to become where he has us to become. Number 12 says, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And then he goes on 13, and you shall seek me, and you'll find me, when you search for me with all my heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, put it together. Let it come out of my mouth. Let it be your voice. Let it be your spirit speaking. Let it be your anointing, Father. Let it be where it's been called to fall on, Father. We're going to see it in the future here, Lord God, of these scriptures you have for us, Father, that we can walk out this morning, Lord God, even more so encouraged, even more so, Father, ready to go forward, Lord, even more so desire to move forward, my God, more so, Lord, that you have desired for us as you stir up the faith in us, as you stir up the gifts within us, as you make room for our gifts to come forward, Lord God, because we're here that you would be glorified, giving us understanding about these thoughts that you have for us, that these ways that you provided for us, that this understanding that you have sent for us, that we receive it and walk in it, Lord God, because you have called us to be the light. You have called us to be the salt. You have called us to be the head, not the tail. You have called us to be above, not beneath. You have called us that we're not to beg, but we're to receive. You have called us, and now we call on you, Lord God, knowing that you hear us this morning. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus, and we all agree by saying amen. Amen. Dude, how many understand this word right here, that God has thoughts of us? How many understand that we are on his mind? How many understand that take it personal, that he's thinking about me? Question is, are you thinking about him? Where's your thoughts when it comes about him? Where is it that where you are, no matter what, like I said, I take him wherever I go. And you know why I say that? And you know why I do that? I need him. Because if I don't have him, I can get out of line very quick. I can fall short to the glory of God. I'm human just like anyone else. But I'm also prepared as I'm called to be prepared. What does that mean? I'm ready to be used by the Almighty Lord God that has called us as I'm in him, with him. Oh, help me here, Jesus. You see, some of you don't realize that about these thoughts that he has that's toward us, the thoughts of peace. And how many know I need to be at peace, because not everybody's for us right now. Come on, I have an enemy is not wanting us to move forward. We're battling out here like we did when we first arrived in the city of Highland, like we did when we arrived in the city of Riverside. It's like a battle that we're taking back. Come on. We're taking back. Not that there's churches out there, not that there's other ministries out there, but we've been sent for a specific purpose to take back what the enemy has stolen. And what it is and when that's involved, you're in a warfare now. You're in a battle, and it's going to be between God and the devil. Hello, somebody. God and the devil are warring up there, and all the devil's minions are down here bothering us. Say us. You're only being bothered because you're one of the Almighty God's children. If you weren't his, he ain't bothering you because he has you. And because he lost you, he wants you back. You better understand, he wants you back. He doesn't want your thoughts to be where they're at. He doesn't want your ways to be to become the way they've been called. Understanding that our God purposed us at birth. Say, at birth. No one's a mistake. I don't care if we were done correctly or not. No one that is born is a mistake. We've been purposed with the Almighty God. And his thoughts for us is to have peace. And then I mean, not peace that the world gives us, the Gospel of John said in the 14th chapter, but the peace that he gives us and it surpasses all man's understanding. It's so in a way because, you know, we get texts that are not always agreeable. You know, like, oh, come on, not now. It was great to hear a testimony come over, right? I like that. But most times when it's 10, that time of the morning for us, at night, excuse me, right, is not always good. The 2 o'clock calls are usually not good. How many agree? They're not. Somebody's not up to say at 2 in the morning, say, hey, Pastor, we're being blessed. Right? Usually is help. Help. Oh, you better understand this journey. And all you can do at that time is continue. And because he's with us, he's with them. He's with you, he's with those. Come on. And so these thoughts of peace that he has, he wants us at peace. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to walk in peace. He wants us to live in peace. But we got one that's out there that's is stealing this if we're not careful. That's where the thief comes. Remember we talked about the thief? And who's the greatest thief of them all? Remember, it's the devil. He comes, but you're the greatest thief because you let him have it. So you're taking away from God to give to him. It doesn't belong to him. You shouldn't give it to him. So in this place that he's saying to us, because desired path, remember, don't forget, because we're going to end up going back to that place. You know, God has, he's got a pathway for us. Come on. He said, follow me as I follow. That's what the apostle Paul said, right? But Jesus says, I'm here to do what the Father says to do. I'm here to follow the path that our Father has sent us to be on. And that path was wonderful, right? Miracles over miracles over miracles, right? Teaching over teaching over teachings, right? Followers everywhere. People want, desire to be near you. People desire to be upon you. People desire to be wherever you were at. They would do whatever it takes to get there. Some of us want to be like that. I'm going to tell you, don't you dare try to be like that, because you can't handle that. Look what happens to everyone so far that's in our world that has got to be that high. They always, you know, if we're not careful, it'll come to and get to us. Money gets to us now. Amen? If you're not careful, money gets to us. But he's called us to be at peace and not of evil. How many know he doesn't think evil of us? Religion teaches that he's evil. Religion tells us that, you know, shame on you. God's going to punish you. You know, how many realize God's not here to punish us? We punish ourselves more than God will ever think toward punishing us. Amen. Come on. Because he's telling us. And to give you an expected end. How many know what God's expected end is for us? He's got if he puts you on this earth, he's got an expected end. You cannot be a light if you're a beggar. You can't be a light if you're unhappy. You can't be a light if you live in misery. You can't be a light if you hate yourself. You cannot be a light. This is why you have to learn to love your enemy as you love yourself. But that's a difficult one because of all that life has done to us, all that life produces toward us. You know, everything we see today is not the call of God. How many know it's not the call of God? God's plan was perfect in the beginning, right? What when he gave Adam, he gave him everything he'll ever need. And then he even gave him something that Adam wasn't even asking for. Gave him a mate. Well, Adam wasn't asking. But what the scriptures teach us, the Lord saw. The Lord saw that he's out there by himself. Because, you know, the Lord has to be everywhere. He couldn't be there at a certain time. He would come. How many, you know, how many understand that? And so without being asked, that's a message for us. God already knows what we need. You don't have to think. He wants to hear from you. He does. If that's the only thing he can hear from you is because you have a want, be careful. You just come because you're his son. Some of us don't understand that. Some of us don't realize how good it is to have those that you can go to. I mean, I wish my pastor was still alive. I really do, because I have questions and I have things that I would have loved to ask him, because he was a mighty man of God. I mean, so mighty, I was afraid to even have any kind of bad in me, because he read you like a book. You walk in, you're falling apart, you're melting like, oh my God, I have sinned. And all I did was cuss somebody out because it got in my way. See, we weren't perfect yet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm still not perfect, but I'm complete. Do not tempt me. Hello. I'm always ready. I'm Sherlock Holmes. You ever seen Sherlock Holmes? I'm always thinking, if this guy hits me, how am I going to hit him back? Because he's huge. You know what I'm saying? That's the old nature. I said, get back. Get behind me, Satan. I said, get behind me, Satan. Why? Because that's the old nature rising up. Because sometimes these big giants are such lovable people. Amen. Just because they're all tattooed down, they're looking at me because maybe they don't like my color. You know, got to be ready. And the only way you overcome that is love them. Amen. But Sherlock Holmes comes alive. How many agree? Am I the only one that does that? Don't lie. You know, how many of you stuck your finger out at the person on the freeway next to you because he cut you off? What was your thoughts? Come on. What are your thoughts when you get a bad text or a bad email? Or you hear something that's bad about you? What is your intentions inside? It's not the ones God gave you. He came to give you peace. Yeah, they're going to hurt you. Yes, you're going to be hurt. Absolutely. But he came to give you peace. Come on, he's not thinking of evil toward you. And he has an expected end. You know that expected end is that you be at the above, not beneath. That you be the one that he's made you to become. A light in this world. Salt. It attracts people. Makes them thirsty. Because what is it that you have? What is it? How is it that you're doing this? We've watched you. We can't figure it out. How is it that you should have been angry, but you didn't? You should have went off, but you didn't. How is it that you should have done something, but you didn't? What is it? Not everybody understands that. People want me to retaliate. People want me to go forward and they want me to do these things and approach these. And if not, you know, what are you afraid of? It's not that I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of anything except one thing. I'm afraid that I'll miss out with God. And that keeps me in check. I'm not afraid to approach. I'm not afraid to react. I'm not afraid to respond. But I know who I am today. I have to learn to let God as I let go. I'm asking right now. I'm fighting it right now on these properties right now. Right now we're fighting. I said last night, I said, God, help me because I know I'm going to hear it. Because people will come up and tell me, Pastor, hello? I know. I see. Amen? We got cameras that go off. They kept going off on me all, you know, throughout the week. I said, okay, who's there? If it's not the birds, 2 a.m, skunk, 3 a.m, who is it? Coyotes, 4 a.m, opossum, alerts going off. Come on. Got greater battles than that. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, nobody. Come on, say amen. Amen. And when it's 6 in the morning, I don't mind because people going to work, they're going, you know, the traffic starts picking up. But I got to have my peace and I got to keep my, as we call it, our insanity, church. And God has given us that we understand, yes, but you understand about this, that he knows the thoughts that he has toward us. He knows it's for peace. He knows not for evil. He knows this, he has an expected end, that then when you get to that place, then you can call him as verse 12 said, and as 13 said, you shall seek him, and guess what? You'll find him. He's not hiding from you. You're hiding from him. He wants you to come as you are. Have you ever heard of come as you are? That means every day. That means every morning, afternoon. He can handle morning breath. Good morning, Lord. Don't talk to me. He's not that kind of a God. He wants to hear from you. He's waiting. Good morning. And he wants to say, you just prophesied your day. It is going to be a good morning. Come on. Why? Because you're mine. I have an expected end. I've already established you. And this is where you're headed for today. Because Isaiah says it like this on 54th chapter. One of my favorite scriptures. Isaiah is the one book ahead of us. And the 54th chapter. Listen, church, God is good. Say he's good. Sometimes we don't know how good he is and how great he wants to be and how much more he has for us. Say amen to that. Just like today. Today, I know I have fellowship tonight, but my fellowship ain't more important than this morning. My fellowship, anything we're doing tonight is not greater than we need to be doing this morning. Number one thing is giving him the praise and the glory and the honor. Why? Because without him, none of this exists. But because of him, we must come in and give him the praises. Hello. That's why I had to come back. I have to come back. I got to be here. I committed. Say amen. I could put it on Brother John, right? Minister John here. Take care of Pastor Jesse. How do you think my friend's going to think about me then? What kind of testimony is that? He's bringing 25 people. Kind of, you know, no. Wisdom says no. Flesh says yes. He can handle it. They'll get over it. How many of you agree to that? Not all the time. People don't always get over it. Amen. They'll let you know. But the greatest thing I know that as God has prepared us and what he's done for us, understand verse number 17 for yourselves. Highlight it. Put it in your hearts. Because no matter what position you're going to face, because you are going to face position because you're a child of the Most High God. And there's a lot of jealousy in this world. And I'm going to tell you, jealousy's in the church as it is in the world. As it is in the church, in the world, there are people who do not want you to rise up. There are people who are hoping that you fail. There are people that are out there wanting you to fail. Why? Because the jealousies that are out there. And jealousy means, and one of the definitions of jealousy is they're fearing the control they have. No one has control except the Almighty God this morning. If we let him have it. But look at Isaiah said in the 54th chapter, 17th verse. No weapon. Say no weapon. How many know that soldiers have weapons? Come on. How many know warfare is on right now? We got weapons in our country. And we got the best of the best. But there are other out there that have them also. Hello. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue, listen to this, because people are going to talk about you, people. Get used to it. Oh, look at them. They think they're so good. I had to hear it from my own mother and my family. Oh, you think you're too good? No, I don't think I'm that good. Couldn't win no matter what. We couldn't win. If I didn't go over, I was too good. If I went over, you think you're too good. I couldn't win until the Lord gave me the answer. Because, you know, they weren't saved. None of them, they're all drunks. And now, as Brother Minister John said, you know, my family and goes down the lineage, we had a lot of alcoholics in our family. They died, a lot of them, because of the alcohol. A lot of them. And I mean hardcore alcoholics. They went to bed drunk, they woke up drunk. How many know what that means? And when they could, they were, you know, back then it was a struggle. Hello. I had uncles that would drink wine vinegar just for the wine taste. They were bad. We were poor. We were poor people, but they were drunk poor. And some of them were mean. Some of them were ridiculous, you know, but it doesn't matter. We're not, you know, why did God allow that? God didn't allow that. Nobody ever told them. So I had to give it to when it was my time to tell them because I was just like them. Hello. How do we tell them, Lord, I'm being rejected either way? He said, just go there and love them. I didn't tell you to do nothing but love them. So what? That's easy. Love them. Tell them you're doing okay and say goodbye. And that's what we did. And that's how we won. And there's not one in our family that we have not buried that didn't make heaven their home. Not one. His promises are yes and amen. If you shall believe, they shall be saved. Who? Your household. No, your bloodline. Claim the bloodline. Say amen. But no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is our inheritance. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. This is what how we're going to walk and see. Oh my God, I got stories, but I'm not going to tell you stories. You don't know the stories we have. You don't know what we have seen. You don't know what we've endured. But all I can tell you is trust in the Lord. Trust us that we're trusting to tell you that this is one of my favorite, and I stand on this, that I am going to, every tongue, say every tongue. Doesn't matter who they are, church or not. How many know what that means? In the world or not? Come on. If they're not careful, we're going to see the judgment fall on them. We're going to see how they're going to be condemned. Because this is our heritage. This is my heritage. That's why Jesus said, what did he say? He said hardly anything when he was facing what he faced. And it hurts when people talk about you. Don't you agree? It hurts when you do your best for somebody and you're there for them and you pour, you give, you pour, you give, and then they turn on you. It hurts. Get used to it, though. Because if you're in Christ Jesus, it ain't over till it's over. Until he takes you home, I figured that out. Not until we die. It's going to happen. I keep hoping this is the last one. But here it comes again. That's the last. Oh, it's going to continue. I'm sorry. People are talking about me right now. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not ignorant. But I am praying forgiveness. Forgive us. Forgive them. Come on, say amen. Forgive us. Forgive them. Because I know this is my inheritance, the closing of that one verse. This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Come on, somebody. Ephesians, go to the book of Ephesians. Look what Ephesians is going to tell us in chapter 3. This is for you understanding that the pathway. Say the pathway. God has designed a pathway for you to be. Ephesians chapter 3. I hope you're getting something out of this. Come on. See, I don't walk in rejection no more. Sticks and stones can hurt your bones. Cells of words. But I know those words are only for a moment. Hello. Why? We sing it. My Redeemer lives. I'm here for one. I'm here for one. The audience of one. How many agree we're here for one? Guy, why? Because he just told me how my life is going to be. He knows how he's. I know what he's thinking of me. It's not evil. He wants me in peace. Everybody else doesn't. Come on. Everybody thinks how a church should be ran, but don't have a church. Everybody tells me how things should be, but they're not involved. Come on. Come on. And we hear everything, right? You just heard Minister John. Come on out here, but don't come if you don't want to be here. You're just wasting your time, not ours, because we're going to be here. Amen? I'm here. Am I not here when I can't be here? I'm here most of the time. And I work. Why? Because I love God. I love his church. I love what he's doing for us. Are you here? Ephesians chapter 3. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Verse number 20. That says, no weapon formed against me. I'm going to see what I've seen. I am the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. No, look what it says on verse number 20. Now, say what? Now, say now. When is faith? When is your faith going to move? It should be moving already. Because we're in the now. Say now. Now to him. Who's him? That's our God. That's our Father in heaven. Hello. Help me here. Some of you know these things, don't you? If you don't learn these things right here, where we're trying to tell you that your life will be and have the expectancy and the expected end that God has called you to have. The head, not the tail. Come on. Now, unto him that is able. How many know God is able? How many know some of you don't believe he's willing? Hello. Some of you don't realize that he is going to do it. Now, him able to do exceedingly. Now, watch. It's not just exceedingly. He puts in the writing so great. Exceeding abundantly. Above all that we ask of or think according to the power that works in who? He didn't say him. Us. If you can grasp this, that no weapon. Grasp this, that what he's thinking. Understand that here's your proof. Hello. That he is able to do not just exceedingly, but abundantly, more than ever. Above all that we even ask or even think. Have you ever had a thought and it shows up? My God, God is so good. I just have a thought. When I was there in the pool, you know, because I do get in the pool. I have one. I don't even go in my own pool. I go in somebody else's pool. It's ridiculous. I told my wife, you better go in our pool. We did it for the kids. Now the kids don't even want to be there because it gets too dark. When I'm sitting out there and I'm just thinking about everything. I think about his goodness. And I saw it and I said, my thoughts, how are you going to reach all these people, God? Different colors, right? Races. Different languages, because they're from all over the world there in this resort. How are you going to reach them, God? How can we reach them? And I'm just there in my thoughts, just thinking. I'm not talking out loud because people think I'm crazy at that point. Amen. Sometimes I'm thinking crazy because you that have those earphones, whatever they are right here to talk on your phone. People are walking by, they're talking. You're talking to me? They're talking on that stinking little phone, earbuds, whatever they're called. I said, God. And then all of a sudden this 84, didn't know she was 84, this older lady comes up next to me. I'm just sitting there, minding my own business, thinking, God, how can we reach them? Look, see where my mind, how can we reach them? And I'm praying in my spiritual language now, underneath my breath. I'm not praying out loud. I don't need to be seen, I need to be heard like some people. You got to say it out loud. You ashamed of God? I'm not ashamed of God. I'll do it when he wants me to do it. I'll stand in the corner if that's what he wants. Hello? But I'm just praying. I said, Lord, I'm thinking, and I'm praying that he has a seat. Say, Lord, shut them up. How are you going to do this, God? How are you going to reach these? Because if you were to come now, how many of us are making it? I said, am I making it? I better be checked. Amen. That's my thinking. Got my armor on. Hello? And then she comes up to me. We just started. She says something. And I said, how are you doing? She said, oh, I'm okay. And I don't know how we got into politics. A Republican that doesn't like Trump. So that's a door opening. I said, why do you not like him? Because of the war in Iran. And I said, but you know the people in Iran are calling for him, believing for him, yelling for him to come. He's not fighting the whole Iran country. He's fighting those that are under the influence of them that they want out. I said, if you think that's bad, you got to come live where I live. We got the blue of blues running our country, our state. She goes, oh, yeah, I heard about him. And then I'm starting to shift now. You know, I want to shift. And I start talking about well, you know, the goodness of God. And then she goes, oh, I go to church too. And she said, oh, that's great. I didn't tell her I was a pastor. See, I don't need a title to minister. I'm a son of God. I'm talking to my sister now. And we started getting of what they've done to her and why she's there. She's at that resort only because her family that put her in this house. They put her in this care of these people. I said, they care? Yeah. She goes, because they don't believe the miracles that I've had. They think I need help. Yeah, I go, miracles? She goes, yeah. People don't realize how that the Lord, she goes, the Lord, I fell in the bathtub, split my head. I'm bleeding in the bathtub. And all I can think is, oh, you need one of those life alerts. That's all I can think. You need a life alert, right? Listen. And she goes, but I cried to the Lord, and he picked me up. And I said, what? He picked me up. I'm bleeding. And he took me by my bed by the phone that I was able to call. I said, wow, that's awesome. But my people don't believe it. So they took me away from my home in North Carolina where I want to be, and they put me here in Florida with this caretakers here taking care of me, and she's waving because they're watching her. So I waved too. I said, well, they're probably wondering, why is this white woman talking to this Mexican guy? Right? What's he trying to do? Scam her? Hello? And I said, I understand that. You're somewhere you don't want to be because of the testimony you share. She goes, all my kids, I've testified to all my kids all my life since they were born, but none of them believe in God. I said, I know that feeling. I said, because I'm a believer. I said, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. And then I shared my testimony. And she says, I'm getting goosebumps. She goes, I'm feeling that one. Oh, God is so good. And I'm telling the testimonies that we have seen. And then I assured her. Because she go, I said, well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? Because you're not supposed to ask a woman how old they are, right? They're all 29 or 25. I get it. But she's got some wrinkles, so don't lie to me, right? I'm going to close you here soon. I'm almost done here. Listen, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, the path, desired path that he's put it on, and not understanding that because you are in the path. I'm sharing this with you now. She's on a path. None of them have come into church. None of them believe her story. And she goes, that's not my first time he's helped me. She told me another story. I said, I believe it's this because he came to rescue me at 1 a.m. And she goes, oh my God, you're going to make me cry. I go, no, it's not me, it's him. Because you know why? He's with us right here. He's right here with us. Why? Because there's two of us gathered and we're not ashamed of him. We're talking about, who knows what everybody else is talking about. He's right here. And I said, you know what, sis? I'm going to tell you one thing. They're all going to come to the Lord. Every one of them that you've planted seed. I know that the enemy wants to tell you it's not going to happen, but I'm here to tell you. Now I'm going to tell you. And then I finally said, I'm going to open the door. I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm a pastor of my own church, founded. I'm the senior. I'm the founder. God is so good for us. We've been doing this for this many years. And what we have seen him do, the warfare, yes, but what he has done. And she goes, oh, my God, thank you. And she goes, I better go because they keep looking at me. I said, sis, just remember what I told you. They're all going to come because I'm going to take them to my prayer group and we're going to pray for them. They don't know what's going to hit them because we know we have an answering prayer God. And that's when she goes, I'm 84 years old. I said, wow, good to know that. Well, I got hope because I'm going to be 70, so I know I can make it to 84 and I can still be in the pool. Amen. Come on. Without help, you know what that means, right? Without things around you to keep you afloat. Amen. She was doing great, but you know, because God is able to do whatever. Say whatever. But you got to understand whatever means, because the pathway, say the pathway, Proverbs, in closing with this scripture, Proverbs. I had a great time. Come on. I'm having a great time today. Amen. Can't wait to see my friend tonight. Hello. I had been conversing with him, and we may even have a visitor visit us tonight. Also, Rabbi wants to be here tonight. You know, he's both our friends. If it wasn't for Pastor Jesse, I would have never met Rabbi. But because of him, we are friends now together. And he texted me. He was texting me over there. Now, this one's funny. No, I better not tell you. I am going to tell you. Because I love my friend. He's texting me at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday. Let me know what that means. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. But they shut down from Saturday night. Friday night to Saturday night. You're not supposed to be doing anything. But I love my brother. I text him back. Come on. But here's what we got to be careful for. Because remember the pathways? Why they're made? Because people want shortcuts. Why? Because people don't realize that, and this is for us, waiting for God is not the easiest thing. Hello. And oftentimes we wait for God. We don't realize, you know, the path. He's taking it around this way, but you see the shortcut. You see the desired path going that way. But, you know, God's taking you over here. Why? Because he wants you to see the flowers. And he wants you to see the trees. Hello. He's showing you a route that he wants you to see what he's doing, what he's done. But, you know, we're such in a hurry. Amen. We want it now, right? Yes, we do. But you don't realize because we start thinking because we're waiting and God hasn't answered my prayers. He hasn't moved upon us in this area. We're still stuck. Feels like we're not going anywhere. Feels like it's not going to happen. God, we just got to do it this way. And we're going to veer off the path that God has put us on because we think that delay means denial. Not true. Delay means he's preparing you for what you think you're asking for, that you think that you're ready for, but you're not, because he knows what's coming. Come on. He knows what's coming that you can't see, that he wants you ready. Hello? Because when it comes and you're prepared, you're going to stay in Jeremiah's promise that he's going to keep you at peace. He doesn't set evil against you. Come on. He has an expected end for us. No weapon's going to prosper that's formed against you. But in your timing, you're going to see that correct judgment. You're going to see the actual, I hate to say this, when we say actual, you're going to see the results of what they have caused in your waiting. Because the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Because if you do, you're going to be like one of these, like an eagle. Come on. And he's going to promise you that he can do all things abundantly and higher than you ever expect. Just that your thoughts. I've wanted things, just thinking about food in my head. Oh, this is a great time to have this. And there it shows up. Come on, people. Because God is so good. But you got to understand that we're in Isaiah, the man that has prophetically spoken what was coming. And we're going to break that news next week because we're in the end of the seventh month, which means divine completion. And the eighth month means new beginnings. A new time has arrived upon us. But the caution here, don't veer off the path. Look at the flowers. Smell the coffee for God's sake. Hello? Because if we're not careful, Proverbs chapter 14 tells us this. In verse number 12, he says, there is a way, the wisest man on the earth speaking, there is a way that seemeth right unto man. See, when we stop waiting on God and we start working out on our own way, and I've done that, I'm telling you, I've done that for twice on a 10-year span, twice out of my 40 years being blessed by God, 45 total serving, going on 46, twice in 10-year spans, he had to tell me, I didn't tell you to do that. You did that. I told you to wait. I've learned my lessons, trust me. Because there is a way that seems right unto man. And you know why the wisest man is saying this? Because he did a lot on his own. The wisest riches is writing to us, saying there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof, the way is death. In our realm today, because this is a spiritual book, this is a spiritual writing, the natural things right away, you're going to die naturally. No, you're going to die spiritually. God will not have you be spiritually dead. If anybody, you should be spiritually alive. And when you're walking in the spiritual life and alive in it, you're going to see things that no one else could see. You're going to be doing things that nobody else can be doing because you are the designed person. I was designed to be in that place of the world, of our state, our country, at that moment, that I can encourage this 84-year-old person. But I said, you encourage me. Come on. I let her know, you just encourage me. I didn't get the goosebumps because I'm a believer of the Almighty, that he can do exceedingly and abundantly all that I could even ask or think of. Because that's the God we serve. Come on, somebody say amen. Just be careful. Don't veer off your course, people. I know it seems easy to cut across. Just walk on the sidewalk and I'll give you a good review. You walk on my grass, you're just being lazy. And how many know God doesn't like lazy? Hello? We're on call. Come on. We're on the job, Bob. Amen. So as we move forward, how many are going to be here tonight? How many are going to bring somebody if they can? If you can. It doesn't mean you can't bring them because not everybody's going to be here tonight. We got people here gone already. Amen. They should be here. Manuel's going to be here. Brother Manuel, he already is. So Manuel will be here with his kids. But there's others not going to be here because, you know, it's Sunday night and school's coming and it's the last weeks and that's fine. Come on. But right now, it's time to have your iron sharpened. Come on. Amen. Pastor's going to bring us a good quick message. Amen. And then we're going to feast outside. Glory to God. Amen. As we stand together. Heavenly Father, you are the head of our lives. You